Funding for the live broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is provided in part by Christus Spahn Health System, the largest not-for-profit healthcare system in South Texas. With 6 hospital campuses, Christus Spahn Health System provides over $55 million in charity care and $10 million in unbilled community services every year to the 13 counties it serves. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System and the Sisters of Charity of the Incarnate Word for their support of the Cathedral Mass broadcasts. Additional funding is provided by the John G. and Marie Stella Kennedy Memorial Foundation, whose philanthropy serves the Catholic Church across the state.
Welcome to Corpus Christi Cathedral's Sunday Mass, where the gospel of Christ is shared among us, and through the Holy Spirit, our souls will flourish in our daily lives. Join us as we celebrate the Holy Eucharist, live from Corpus Christi Cathedral.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with all of you. And good morning, everyone. Thank you and welcome to Corpus Christi Cathedral. Those of you who are visiting us from afar and here for vacation, welcome to the cathedral. We also welcome those who are following us through television, the internet, and radio. We'd like to welcome all our brothers and sisters as well. We gather on the 16th Sunday of Ordinary Time, and the readings remind us is that God is always present to us. It is us that sometimes we're so busy with ourselves that we do not see God in our life. So we prepare ourselves for this Holy Eucharist and let us call to mind our sins, the many times God come to us and did not recognize Him and ask Him for forgiveness. I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done, in what I have failed to do, through my most grievous fault. Therefore, I ask Blessed Mary, Ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Let us pray. Show favor, O Lord, to your servants, and mercifully increase the gifts of your grace, that made fervent in hope, faith, and charity, they may be ever watchful in keeping your commands. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen.
A reading from the book of Genesis. The Lord appeared to Abraham by the terebinth of Mamre, as he sat in the entrance of his tent while the day was growing hot. Looking up, Abraham saw three men standing nearby. When he saw them, he ran from the entrance of the tent to greet them, and bowing to the ground, he said, "Sir, if I may ask you this favor, please do not go on past your servant. Let some water be brought, that you may bathe your feet, and then rest yourselves under the tree. Now that you have come this close to your servant, let me bring you a little food, that you may refresh yourselves, and afterward you may go on your way." The men replied, "Very well, do as you have said. Abraham hastened into the tent and told Sarah, "Quick, 3 measures of fine flour, knead it and make rolls." He ran to the herd, picked out a tender, choice steer, and gave it to a servant, who quickly prepared it. Then Abraham got some curds and milk, as well as the steer that he had prepared, and set these before the 3 men. And he waited on them under the tree while they ate. They asked Abraham, "Where is your wife Sarah?" He replied, "They are in the tent." One of them said, "I will surely return to you about this time next year, and Sarah will then have a son." The word of the Lord.
Justice will live in the presence of the Lord. He who does justice will live in the presence of the Lord. Whoever walks without fault, who does what is and speaks the truth from his heart, whoever does not slander with his tongue, he who does justice will be in the presence of the Lord. Who does no wrong . Cast no slur on a friend, who looks with scorn on the wicked, but honors those who fear the Lord. He who does justice will live in the presence of the Lord. No money at interest, and accepts no bribes against the innocent, such a one shall never be shaken.
A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Colossians. Brothers and sisters, now I rejoice in my sufferings for your sake, and in my flesh I am filling up what is lacking in the afflictions of Christ, on behalf of his body, which is the church, of which I am a minister. In accordance with God's stewardship given to me, to bring to completion for you the word of God, the mystery hidden from ages and from generations past, but now it has been manifested to his holy ones, to whom God chose to make known the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles. It is in Christ, in you, the hope for glory. It is he whom we proclaim, admonishing everyone and teaching everyone with wisdom, that we may be present, everyone perfect in Christ. The word of the Lord.
Blessed are they who have kept the word with a generous heart and yield the harvest through perseverance. Alleluia.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus entered a village where a woman whose name was Martha welcomed him. She had a sister named Mary who sat beside the Lord at his feet, listening to him speak. Martha, burdened with much serving, came to him and said, "Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me by myself to do the serving? Tell her to help me." The Lord said to her in reply, "Martha, Martha, you are anxious and worried about many things. There is need of only one thing. Mary has chosen the better part, and it will not be taken from her." The Gospel of the Lord.
I think that it is safe to assume that as Americans, most of us, if not all, like a good surprise now and again. We surprise people in their birthdays, anniversaries. We not only like to surprise people, but perhaps we even like to be surprised ourselves. If we are, then we are pretty much like God, who is full of surprises. Just imagine at Christmas, who could ever imagine that a God who would come down to earth as human in a form of a baby? We couldn't fathom that. It's a big surprise to many, especially the people who are waiting for his coming, and they did not fathom the fact that God would come down as a baby. And then at Jesus' death, we as people never fathom the fact that God, Jesus, would rise from the dead, and yet he did. And now the surprise. Now, surprise is defined in the dictionary as a sudden feeling of wonder or aspiration. Some surprises are good, while others not so good. Case in point, as a woman, she played the lottery regularly, and she'd been playing for years and never won anything. So finally the Powerball came along, and she played, and lo and behold, she won $100 million. That's the good news. The bad news is that she had no idea how to relay this message to her husband, who is recovering from a heart attack in the hospital. She thought that this news might kill him. And so she thought, how could I be able to do this without him dying? So she thought of her priest in the parish, because he has a wonderful way of making a big problem seem small and a small problem disappears. And so she came to the priest and said, Father, you always been have a way with words. God bless you with a wonderful tongue. Would you please go to visit my husband and somehow relay the message to him that I have won $100 million? So the priest said, yeah, I have to go and visit him anyway, so sure, I'll do that for you. And so he went and he visited her husband in the hospital, who was lying recovering on the bed. And first they talk about the weather, how hot it was, how humid it was, and it's been so dried, and so we need rain and all these things. And then finally talk about his health, how the doctor wants him to go on a special diet to lose some weight, exercise, and all these things. So after a lengthy period, and the man asked the priest, said, Father, it seems like you have something to say. Go ahead, just give it to me. And so the priest said, well, hypothetically, if you won $100 million, what would you do? And the man looked at the priest and said, Father, I've never won anything in my life, but if I did win $100 million, I give half of them to the church. And the priest keeled over and died of a heart attack. Surprise. And the readings today, all the readings are about surprises. In the first reading, we hear how God, in his humorous sense, sent three angels to Abraham and to Sarah. Now, Abraham was in his 90s, Sarah was in her 80s, and they were promised by God that they would have children as numerous as the stars in the skies or the sand on the seashores. And in the 80s and 90s, they have nobody, no children yet. So God sent three angels, came and told them that by this time next year, Sarah will be holding a baby boy. I don't know about you, but I put myself in that picture. Abraham and Sarah, the angels, and me looking down from the trees. And I saw Sarah in the background, rolling on the ground, dying from laughing. She's 80-something years old. And I said, yeah, I don't think so. And here is Abraham looking at the angels, and his jaws dropped to the ground. And he would say something like this in the modern day. He said, say what? And they repeated again, by this time next year, Sarah will be fondling a little baby boy. And although it was humanly impossible, but they believed God's surprise. they trusted in God. And lo and behold, it came true. Abraham became the father of all nations. His children, indeed, as even today, as numerous as the stars in the skies or the sand on the seashore. They trusted in God's promise, although it was a great surprise. And then in today's second reading of St. Paul to the Colossians, he revealed to them something very different from the teachings before. Although on our modern day Catholics, we readily accepting it. But the people during that time, it was something new to them. He told them that Christ is within each of us. And this is something new. Is this a new teaching? How are we supposed to understand it or comprehend this? And so they trusted in St. Paul's teaching. And they began to live differently. If Christ is in them, then they have to behave differently than from others who are not Christ believer, followers of Christ. And so they have to start thinking with charity. They have to start speaking with love. And their acts is filled with love and charity itself. They have to change. And they did. And although in our modern day, we really believe that indeed Christ is within each of us, but sometimes we failed in our loving thoughts and words and actions toward one another. And so perhaps if they change, we too should change because of that surprise of St. Paul's revelations to them. Christ is within each of us. And then today's gospel. I always love this gospel. You know, Jesus, one thing he loves besides us human, he loves to eat. He starts his ministry with the wedding at Cana. He ends his life with the Last Supper. And in between, there's always eating and drinking. And so today's reading is about Jesus visiting Martha, Mary, and Lazarus. They live in Bethany, 7 miles from Jerusalem. So every day when Jesus walked to preach at the temple, he stopped by early in the morning sometimes late in the evening, for dinner, because Martha was known as a gracious host and a wonderful chef. And so Jesus stopped by. Today, however, Mary, I call her Lazy Mary, she sat there with Jesus and was conversing with him and not helping out Martha. Now, Mary did something, although we might think she's being a gracious host, but actually she's broke all the written rules, the protocol of the time. Women should not be hosting guests, talking to a man. It's supposed to be Lazarus, not Mary. And so Martha trying to save Mary by coming up to Jesus and said, Lord, don't you see I'm busy with all this cooking and planning a dinner for you? Tell Mary to come and help me. Jesus surprised her with his answer. He didn't tell Mary, he said, Mary, go and help your sister. I talk with you, Lazarus. Jesus didn't say that. He said something that surprised Martha herself. Martha, Martha, you're anxious about many things. Only one thing is required, and Mary has chosen a better part, and it will not be taken from her. I don't know about you. If I was Martha, as I walk away, you know what I'll be mumbling? You can cook your own stinky dinner. But no, Martha was very gracious. She walked away, contemplating what Jesus said, and she still cooked a wonderful meal for Jesus, and she learned something new herself. She trusted in God's words, and she did what she had to with love. In our lives too, we are called to see God's presence in our lives. It might come in many surprises, in many wonderful ways, surprises us. And that we might be able to recognize Jesus' presence in our midst, in the people we meet, in the deeds that they've done for us, and that we might be present to him. Let us now stand and profess our faith. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things were made, for us men and for our salvation. He came down from heaven, and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary, and became man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried, and rose again on the third day, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Let us bring our prayers today to our loving God, who always welcomes and embraces us.
For the Holy Church of God, as we seek to become a more hospitable place for all believers and seekers, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For a generous welcome for all refugees and immigrants throughout the world, and especially in our own country, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all who have died may have eternal rest and peace, especially Joseph Miller, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For those who come seeking acceptance during this Jubilee year of mercy, that we may show them the welcome that God extends to all, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the safety of those who serve in our armed forces and for their families and loved ones, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the intentions of this Mass, for the eternal repose of the souls of Evangeline Hernandez, Ben Meir, Dorothy and Barney O'Lavin, and for the intentions of Michael Bilkey, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Now, my dear friends, for all of the prayers that we hold in the silence of our own hearts. For all of our personal needs, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayers. O loving and gracious God, you are always present to us. In you we always find a home. With you we are always welcome. We ask you to grant these prayers, for we ask them through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Thank you.
Pray, brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands for the praise and glory of his name. Good of all this holy church. O God, who in the one perfect sacrifice brought to completion varied offerings of the law, accept, we pray, this sacrifice from your faithful servants and make it holy as you bless the gifts of Abel, so that what each has offered to the honor of your majesty may benefit the salvation of all, through Christ our Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you. And with your spirit. Lift up your hearts. We lift them up to the Lord. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It's right and just. It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere, to give you thanks. Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, for you lay the foundations of the world and have arranged the changing of times and seasons. You formed man in your own image and set humanity over the whole world in all its wonder. You ruin your name over all you who have made, and forever praise you in your mighty works through Christ our Lord. And so with all the angels we praise you, as in joyful celebration we acclaim. Indeed, holy, O Lord, and all you have created rightly gives you praise. For through your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, by the power and the working of the Holy Spirit, you give life to all things and make them holy. And you never cease to gather people to yourself, so that from the rising of the sun to its setting, a pure sacrifice may be offered to your name. Therefore, O Lord, we humbly implore you, by the same Spirit, graciously make holy these gifts we have brought to you for consecration, that they may become the body and blood of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, at whose command we celebrate these mysteries. For on the night he was betrayed, he himself took bread, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, broke the bread, and gave it to his disciples, saying, take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you. In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, and gave the chalice to his disciples, saying, take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many, for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me. The mystery of faith. We proclaim Therefore, O Lord, as we celebrate the memorial of the saving passion of your Son, his wondrous resurrection and ascension into heaven, and as we look forward to a second coming, we offer you in thanksgiving this holy and living sacrifice. Look, we pray, upon the oblation of your church and recognizing the sacrificial victim, by whose death you will to reconcile us to yourself. Grant that we who are nourished by the body and blood of your Son and filled with his Holy Spirit may become one body, one spirit in Christ. May he make of us an eternal offering to you, so that we may obtain an inheritance with your elect, especially with the most blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, blessed Joseph, her spouse, with your blessed apostles and glorious martyrs, and with all the saints on whose constant intercessions we rely for unfailing help. May this sacrifice of reconciliation, we pray, O Lord, advance the peace and salvation of all the world. Be pleased to confirm in faith and charity your pilgrim church on earth with your servants Francis our Pope and Michael our Bishop, the order of bishops, all the clergy, and the entire people you have gained for your own. Listen graciously to the prayers of this family whom you have summoned before you. In your compassion, O merciful Father, gather to yourself all your children scattered throughout the world. To our departed brothers and sisters, and to all who are pleasing to you at their passing from this life, give kind admittance to your kingdom. There we hope to enjoy forever the fullness of your glory through Christ our Lord, through whom you bestow on the world all that is good. Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. At the Savior's command and formed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grants peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom and the power and the glory.
Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you, look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit. Let us offer each other the sign of peace.
Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy, but only say the word to my soul.
Said, I am the truth. If you follow.
Let us pray. Graciously be present to your people, we pray, O Lord, and lead those you have imbued with heavenly mysteries to pass from former ways to newness of life, through Christ our Lord. Amen. We do have one announcement, that is next Saturday we'll be feeding the homeless. If you'd like to join the Catholic Daughters at 6:30 in the morning, Saturday morning, we'll meet in the St. Joseph's Hall, and we'll fix the taquitos together, and then when we're done, we take it to Martyrs Research Shelter to feed those who are less fortunate. And that brings me to the next point. There are quite a few of you who have made known to me that you have been harassed by people outside the church or inside panhandling. I'd like to ask you to keep the change. If you do want to give to them, give to Mother Teresa Shelter or Catholic Charities, and then we will properly help them with their needs. But don't support the panhandling, because it's even the city asks us not to do so. And so that way we won't be free of people being here. If you keep giving them, they will come. But if we give them food, then it will be better for them. The Lord be with you. May Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Go in peace.
Thanks be to God. Hello, I'm Father Han Fang, Rector of Corpus Christi Cathedral. On behalf of Bishop Mulvey and all of us here at the Cathedral, I would like to thank you for joining us this morning for this live broadcast of the Sunday Liturgy. May you and all who are dear to you always be blessed in the gift of God's love, peace, and joy, and know that all of you remain in our prayers. And may Almighty God bless you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
The weekly broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is made possible in part by the generosity of Christus Spahn Health System, providing more than $6,000 of charity care every hour of every day to the residents of South Texas. More specific information is available on the web at christusspahn.org. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System and the Sisters of Charity of the Incarnate Word for their support of this broadcast and their many other ministries and services to the people of South Texas. If you've been blessed by this broadcast and would like to support the Cathedral TV Mass Ministry, consider sending a tax-deductible contribution to the address on your screen. The Cathedral Sunday Mass is a ministry of the Corpus Christi Cathedral and CCN, the Catholic Communications Network.